You are listening to episode 6 of the Romance Class podcast. This is a reading from romance novel, Just for the Record, by Filipino author Six de los Reyes. It's available as an ebook on Amazon and other retailers, and in print by ordering from the author. Links to purchase the book will be included in the show notes. In this excerpt, Gio Gahol will be reading as Isaiah, and Rachel Coates will be reading the role of Riz. This was recorded at the Study by Enderan in Podium Mall, Ortiga Center, Metro Manila.
Just for the Record,
by Six de los Reyes.
Isaiah was brought back to the present by cold hands snaking around his and pulling them away from his eyes. It was like being pulled out of the water after being certain you were to drown to your death. Big brown eyes gazed right back into his, and little by little, his vision cleared. Riz pushed his legs to the side and squeezed into the small space she created on the sill. She leaned both forearms on top of his knees and rested her temple on top of them. She tilted her head to look up dramatically at him. Words weren't needed, but even so, she spoke.
You keep hitting that sharp note at the chorus. The first time wasn't so bad since I figured nerves and all, but the second time and the third time, you just kept missing that note, but at least you were consistent about it.
Her voice was still groggy, and her eyes were still puffy. Her fingers dipped down and reached for his hands, and this time he let her. One by one, her fingers touched his, thumb to thumb, until they were pinky to pinky. Her forefinger traced the outline of his hands, and everywhere the calloused pads of her fingers touched, he felt it jolt right into his ears.
I thought you were gonna kiss her. At that one part, too. She looked like it. I don't think she realized how different the choreography is from the original version. Also, I can't believe you let her lift your shirt.
Maybe in a sense, he understood what people did not understand about Juno and his infatuation with Riz. Right now, he was mesmerized by it. With the way her sleep-swollen lips opened and closed, the way words rolled out of her mouth, and the way she sounded like she was singing even when she wasn't. Her fingers maintained their ministrations on his hands, distracting him and then pulling him back to focus on her. She still smelled like sugar, like candy and cake. Her voice was gum syrup and her eyes chocolate with the slightest tang of orange. Transference. The redirection of your feelings towards one person to another. There was another word for it, but Isaiah did not like it very much. So instead of focusing on that, he set his gaze on the color suffusing on her pale cheeks. Riz didn't say much last night, and it was exactly that which worried him. She was talking now, rambling really, but that didn't mean he was the only one hurting.
Your ad-libs were all on key, though. It's like you're better at them. They sound nice, too. I really like the way your voice sounds. It's warm, like when it's summer and there's no air and it's humid, but it feels good anyway, kind of like that.
Her bottom lip disappeared with a flash of her teeth, and in seconds, she was out of his sight and back again. This time with her acoustic guitar across her lap. She leaned back against his legs, sitting perpendicular to him, and closed her eyes as he strummed all open strings. She sighed softly and smiled, tuned pitch perfect.
Pick a song.
The corner of his lips tugged up the slightest. What? Her eyes were maybe too big, fooling anyone to think she was naive.
Any song.
Why?
Because,
she whined, pursing her lips, she decided on the song herself and a soft melody trickled into the room. Smooth and sweet like the iced fruity tea drink she was powered on. It reminded him of the mentioned hot summer nights where everything appeared to be more acute, like watching something in high definition. But the irony in her song choice pulled his lips into a smirk. That's Juno's song. Riz's acoustic version of With You was a study of contrasts in comparison to Juno's final track. While Juno's had a strong R&B vibe with warm overtones, like hot caramel over vanilla ice cream, resist was softened up into something delicate as spun cotton candy, crystalline and fragile.
It's a good song,
she reasoned gently.
Well, except that it comes off maybe a little too strong. I swear, he needs to stop hanging out with Emma. And also, there's unnecessary rapping at the end where he could have just added a B verse and a pre-chorus.
Then she turned to him.
You know the words, right?
Without waiting for an answer, she repeated the earlier progression, plucking each string and creating a dome of music over them. Wistful and tentative, earnest and vulnerable, something that Isaiah could never seem to draw out of Leah. The lyrics spilled from his mouth, drawn to the music, irretrievable like the first time he kissed Riz. Isaiah didn't focus on his singing as much as he did his dancing, and given a choice, he would choose the latter over the former, but not in this company. A giddy smile spread on her face, and Isaiah stopped somewhere in the second verse to shoot her a pointed look. Flushed, she turned to him, and unabashed, she grinned.
I guess I forgot.
Forgot what? You're playing just fine.
I mean...
Eyes closed and lips pursed. Her next words were deliberate and careful.
I forgot that when you're just sitting there and singing, your voice sounds like...
Her tongue darted across her lips, leaving them glistening in pink.
Like a macchiato.
Color saturated her face, and her shoulders hiked up to her ears. What? She grinned.
Like, that's just how it is, okay? Like, how Juno's voice is like melted brown sugar and Ryan's is like the sun.
Her smile flickered at the mention of that name, and Isaiah realized what he probably already knew all along. I'll pretend that makes sense, he said, but he wanted a different answer from her.
It does.
His hand reached over and Isaiah stowed her guitar away into the corner behind him. Robbed of her security blanket, Riz's eyes became fixed on the floor and her fingers curled into her palm.
Please don't ask me. I wouldn't know what to say.
I wasn't going to, Isaiah assured her. And he really had not meant to. Whatever it was that happened, he was sure he would find out when she was ready to tell him. I just needed your guitar out of the way. She faced him, mouth agape as if to ask him why, but his hands were already in her hair, drawing her closer until he was kissing her. Silence crackled loudly around him, the sound of the rain letting up, but the clouds haven't cleared just yet. That was how she felt like at the moment, like rain suspended in the air, uncertain if it should fall or just evaporate into the air. He tasted mint on her tongue, and he pulled her closer and propped her astride on top of him, hands on her ribcage. He felt her rioting heart ricochet between his hands, a rhythm dissonant to her breathing. Riz didn't smell like lavender. She even expressed a particular dislike for it, but that was okay. Sometimes she smelled like bubblegum. But today, something like lemon and ginger filled his head and his thoughts swirled around in indistinct figures and colors meshing together. He dragged his hands down her sides, stopping where her cotton panties made her tank top. She sang into his mouth when his fingers touched her skin. There was some kind of music in his ears, but he couldn't concentrate on that when Riz's hands found a way to get rid of his shirt.
You're warm,
she mumbled, pressing her lips under his ear. Just warm? The quick came before the thought process, but he didn't really care. He was too busy calculating the distance between the window and the bed. She laughed into the same spot, and electricity ran down his spine.
Not going to say hot.
Somewhere at the back of his head, a little voice was telling him that he should stop. The little voice that hadn't been there when he kissed her in the studio, or when he first kissed her on this sill, not even when he started substituting her for Leah. There was no need to listen to that voice. This felt good compared to the agony of having to think about all the misses he had made thus far. Compared to the thought of the rain outside, this room was always sunny and cloudy. Compared to thinking about her, this was better. Even if Frizz wasn't her, Riz was better than nothing. This may not have been real, but at some point he learned that there was no such thing as the real world anyway. And here was a land of candy clouds and music that sounded the way sugar tasted. Rain and thunderstorms didn't exist because the pale yellow walls banished them all away. She smiled into his kiss and pulled away. Or anyway, she tried to. His teeth caught her bottom lip and his arms trapped her flush against him, steadying the shudders that overcame her. But she smirked into his lips, and Isaiah scraped his teeth against her kiss-swollen bottom lip, and he slid his tongue against hers. A wispy lock of hair brushed against his cheek, and it was soft too, like her mouth. Soft like her voice when she wasn't pretending to be strong in front of everyone else. Soft like her eyes when she was not so afraid of the world. Soft like the cotton candy she was now forever associated with in his mind. But the rest of her wasn't so soft now. She was coiled tight against him, hands clutched tight on his shoulders and her nails digging into his skin. Her mouth hovered above his, and he pressed an open-mouthed kiss on the hollow of her throat.
Ice.
She was breathless, and her eyes were hooded. He murmured into her skin, just under her ears, and she answered with a sigh.
It stopped raining.
So? He leaned back as she sat up. Her hands were on his chest, drawing circles and sticks, notes to the music that was always in her head.
Don't laugh, but...
What is it? He would probably laugh anyway. She smiled ruefully and looked out the window.
Pretend I'm hurt.
What? He laughed. That was impossible. Even after all of this, she was still Riz. Another pout and a wrinkle on her nose.
I mean, because you tell me things. Stuff you don't tell anyone else. And you and her. I don't even think you talk. So, I don't know. What would you say to her?
Well, what would you say to him? The lost look on her face was back. She had thought about this before.
I would say, look at me. Look at me the way you look at your guitar.
She bit her lip, already so red.
Touch me the way you do your beloved Telecaster. Say my name like when you're singing your favorite song.
And when his lips touched hers this time, she fell apart and vanished into his kiss. What could he possibly say to Leah? What would it matter when whatever words he said would only register as white noise in her ears? Isaiah might take a step forward, but it would always be negated by her taking two steps back.
Thank you for listening to our excerpt from Just for the Record. We hope you enjoyed it, and please check out the book. Subscribe to our podcast to hear more romance novels written by Filipino authors. Visit romancepodcast.com to find out more about what we do, and romanceclassbooks.com to find more books you might like.